This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Your RAD repeater at Crafers needs your help. The tower is in a very bad state and the 147 meg repeater has been moved to a temporary site at Summertown, and as a result, the coverage is somewhat reduced. Last Monday, a very big crane lifted the tower off its foundations and lowered it to a ground, and now the extent of the deterioration can be seen. The nuts on most of the bolts that hold the 25-foot sections together have rusted away to almost nothing, and much of the steel structure has significant surface rust, particularly on the side facing the prevailing wind. We were very fortunate the tower did not fall apart as it was lifted and lowered. Some brave fellows climbed the tower and replaced some of the bolts. If they had not done this, we would now have a pile of bent and twisted steel on the ground. If it had been left much longer, the problem would have been terminal. We now have to use rust converter so the new paint will adhere and preserve the tower for perhaps another 20 years. The painting will be done by a contractor, but it's our job to apply the rust converter, so I'm calling for volunteers who can be available to do this when the weather is suitable. You will need protective clothing, and AHARS will source disposable painting overalls, gloves and eye protection. Please send your contact details to Trevor, VK5NIX, preferably by email to tmolde@internode.on.net or phone 8235 0634 and leave a message. Trevor has asked that to make sure you identify your message as being for AHARS so it does not get lost in his junk mail. We also need some people with metalworking and welding skills to repair other damage the tower has sustained over the years. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 11th of May. The next social morning at the Shack will be on the 12th of May. The AHARS Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the Shack are held on the second Saturday of the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. The next technical session at the Shack will be on the 26th of May. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. May the 17th general meeting will be a members buy and sell, so it's time to have a look around the Shack and your shed and see if you have anything that other AHARS members may make better use of. John, VK5 EMI, will also have some of the deceased estate items for sale on that night. Looking further ahead, in July, Peter, VK5PX, will conduct a quiz based on exam questions, and August the 16th, Wayne, VK5APN, will be talking about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. If the moon and the weather cooperate, Wayne will be able to do a live demonstration in the park next to the club rooms. The next member show and tell will be Thursday the 18th of October, so you still have several months to start a new project or finish a UFO. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. At last Wednesday's general meeting, the participants in the Science Alive event at Wayville Showgrounds in August have been signed up. Now what needs to be done is to liaise with John, VK5NI, to arrange the individual hands-on displays and presentation materials. Do not forget, this is a presentation of all aspects of amateur radio. The Tech Night for May the 3rd, Wednesday in May, is a presentation on basic web design and an update on the progress of the club's new website by Graham, VK5WX. Future Tech Nights are as follows. June, preparation for mail-out to hams in our local areas. July, presentation on ATV. August, presentation on microwave transmission. September, presentation on optical transmission. October, presentation on digital modes. November, test equipment applications. December, Christmas club function. January and February 2019 to be arranged. Fifth Wednesdays in this year. 30th of May, the social get-together at the Midway Tavern, junction of Midway and Yorktown Roads at 6 p.m. 29th of August to be advised. 31st of October, Radio with the Sharks at Largs Bay Jetty, 6 p.m. at the kiosk for fish and chips. 30th of January 2019 to be advised. Beacons are progressing well and are soon to be reunited with the water tower. More news to follow as soon as possible. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove Venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members are most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news and notes from the North East Radio Club. Well, it's May already, and it's nearly time for the WI AGM. So I hope you've all made your arrangements and are ready to go to the Gold Coast for a marvellous time. I hope to see you all there. And the next general meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on Friday the 11th of May at the usual meeting hall, Modbury West Community Hall. And the Tech Night for May will be on Friday the 25th. So I hope to see you at those events. It is always a good time at the North East Radio Club. And of course, we have got a fifth Friday night coming up in June. And that means there will be a dinner on the night of the 29th of June. So I just have to organise a venue for that, and I'll let you know in coming weeks. And I'm reminded that the previous royal wedding was actually a fifth Friday night dinner. And we're all able to see the marvellous event live on a big screen at the hotel. But I'm afraid that Harry and Meghan didn't cooperate with this, and so they're not having their wedding on a fifth Friday. But never mind, we should all enjoy the event. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. We seem to hear a lot these days about the problem of attracting new people to our hobby. Joe Gonzalez, VK3YSP, and wife Julie, VK3FOWL, are certainly doing more than their fair share of the heavy lifting on this topic in Melbourne as they visit schools with their very well-researched and implemented program to encourage school kids to learn about electronics and amateur radio. Very much hands-on, Joe and Julie encouraged the kids to have a crack at soldering, lead-free of course, and SMD work, as they present them with simple hands-on projects and tutorials. They will be demonstrating a small portion of their work at this year's Surge Annual Convention and will have tables set up for demonstrations. Visitors will be encouraged to try their hand at lead-free soldering and assembly of simple kit projects with prizes on offer for the best efforts. I urge all of you to have a look at their website. It can be found by googling sarcnet.org. That's sarcnet.org. I repeat, sarcnet.org. Sierra Alpha Romeo Charlie November Echo Tango.org. It is well worth a look, as there is a heap of information there which may even help your club encourage some young folk to have a look at the hobby. In addition to Joe and Julie, we have been able to persuade well-known local photographer Rocket LaRue to come along to the convention and talk to us a bit about his passion for the South East and its photogenic qualities. We hope that Ockett will be able to show us some of his work as well. Rob, VK4AAC of Parks fame, will give a brief talk on his adventures whilst travelling about with wife Doris. This will be between courses during the Sunday night dinner. As you can see, we will have a full line-up of activities to entertain you and the family, so come along. Dinner bookings at $25 per head may be made by emailing me at vk5sr@wia.org.au. That's Victor Kilo 5 Sierra Romeo at wia.org.au. Fox hunt entries may be emailed to Andrew VK5KET at vk5ket@wia.org.au. That's Victor Kilo 5 Kilo Echo Tango at wia.org.au. The cost per team for the weekend is $30. We will have been very busy, as yesterday was our day to help out with the Generation Gin Jazz event, and a number of us spent a long day there keeping the wheels oiled by providing the communications between all the pavilions and our central command. A small group spent Friday there as well. This event is now huge and seems to get bigger each year. This year we had over 4,400 schoolchildren plus guest artists present, and the main pavilion can seat 6,100 people. It is one huge tent. We can now focus solely on our annual convention on the June long weekend, as we want it to be as big a success as it has been in the past. That brings me to a halt for this week. As usual, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.